Lifestyles, founded in 1976, serves as an alternative to group homes and institutions for individuals with disabilities and special needs. Dottie Haddle says that the founder of the organization wanted to focus on the lifestyle of the people that she was already working with, thinking about the lives they could have when they grew up. The organization helps individuals obtain employment with some clients at their jobs now for over 10 years. Other clients participate in a College for Living program, teaching them math, reading, and health and safety skills. Dottie explains how the organization also assists individuals to learn the abilities needed to live on their own.
So we started an independent program. We have apartments across the street there where we have 16 individuals learning independent living skills, cooking, cleaning, money management, and running through personal plans to help them achieve their goals of independence. As they start gravitating through the different phases of elevated of responsibilities, they move their own apartments with continued support from staff that's assigned to them to assist with those medical appointments or meal preparations or room checks and things like that.
Because the waiting list for their apartments was getting long, Lifestyles purchased 3 sets of duplexes for individuals that do not need quite as much support as others. They attempted to blend into the neighborhood while providing a small community for their residents. It is in one of these duplexes that members of the Arkansas Energy Corps met with John Kurtz of Suncoast Energy Systems to perform energy assessments as well as the necessary energy upgrades.
Good morning!
So kind of what our game plan is for the day anyway, is we're going to do a real quick an assessment, for lack of a better term, on this side. On the other side, we need to go ahead and seal the ductwork itself. And what we'll do is we'll seal that, then we'll scrape the plates back where the walls come up into the attic. And then we'll seal all those penetrations where, you know, the electrical comes through it and the plumbing comes through it and all that kind of stuff. And that'll be what stops that air movement from moving in that wall. We'll blow the attic with cellulose and test out. So we'll find out exactly, we'll be able to know exactly where we ended up after we performed all the work.
Upgrades performed by John and the Energy Corps members will save Lifestyles, both on energy consumption and utility bills, about 30%. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.